Let's open our Bibles to the book of Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. Did you find that? Amen. And verse 14. Verses 14. Exodus 33 verses 14.
And he said, my presence go with you, and I will give you rest.
Amen. And so the Lord said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Amen. This evening, a short message I want to preach, and I pray that that will cause you to hunger for the presence of the Lord Jesus in your life. Amen. Moses is saying, Lord, send us nowhere without your presence. There were many who were hungry for the promised land, for the land flowing with milk and honey. But Moses, he's got this cry in his heart. He's saying, Lord, that is fine. The promised land is fine. But what matters to us more is that your presence should be with us. What is the use of having a great career if the presence of Jesus is not there with you? What is the present? What is the blessing of having a great ministry if the presence of Jesus is not there with you? What's the purpose of having great marks and making all the money and having the greatest name in the world and having the biggest business in the world if the presence of Jesus is not there with you? Look at Moses. Moses saying, Lord, what matters to me is that your presence be with me. How many of you will say this evening, Lord Jesus, I want your presence with me. Amen. Tonight I want to preach to you a message, the blessings of the presence of God in your life. Look at somebody and say, the blessings of the presence of God, the blessings of the presence of God in your life. I didn't hear you. Come on. The blessings of the presence of God in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers chapter 32 verse 32. Numbers chapter 32 verse 32.
We will cross over armed before the Lord into the land of Canaan, but the possession of our inheritance shall remain with us on this side of the Jordan.
Did you hear that? You will go before the Lord armed into the promised land. So the first blessing is there is power in God's presence. You will go forth armed. Before the Lord into the promised land. You will go forth armed before the Lord. Are you with me? You might be the weakest person. You might be the person who is struggling the most in your life, emotionally, spiritually, physically, whatever. But if you will hunger for the presence of the Lord, let me tell you, the presence of God can make you strong. You should see me when the presence of God is not there with me, in the sense of tangible presence. I'm so nervous, so restless. I'm so disturbed. I'm so hard to be with. I'm so irritable. But the moment I go before the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, I want your presence, nothing else matters, and I surrender and I come forth and I know the Lord is with me, there is such power. You are scared to face any mountain, any giant, any exam paper, any business deal, any interview. You are able to face it forth and see the victory of the Lord come forth in your life because the presence of God is with you. Oh, come on, church, you can clap much better than that for Jesus. Can you imagine that 430 years they were slaves? Slaves. Slaves are going armed into the promised land. I mean, slaves, weak people, people who for generations have been bound. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Some of you who feel like slaves, who've been slavishly, bound to many, many things in your life, let me tell you, seek the presence of God and you will know you are a son of God, a child of God by faith in Jesus, and the power of God will come upon you and you will be able to defeat everything that the enemy brings before you and go victoriously into the promise that God has kept for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second blessing is Psalm 16 verse 11. Psalm 16 verse 11.
You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy.
Open your mouth and say, ahaha. In your presence is the fullness of. In your presence is the fullness of. In your presence is the fullness of joy. There is joy in the presence of the Lord. Are you with me? Amen. How many of you believe that? There is joy in the presence of the Lord. Some of you need to have a cheer up checkup. A cheer up checkup. To see what is your level of joy in your heart. A cheer up checkup. You know, I had this, all of you have your phones and you have, I don't know what you call for that, emoticons. Where you have all these smiley faces and all those kind of faces. Can we have that picture up here? Yes, brother, come on. Yes. I wanted a different one actually. But the ones that you have on the phone. Okay. You have all these faces here. Can I ask you a question? Which one of you, which one of them is you? Which one of them is you? Are you Mr. Sad Face, Mrs. Sad Face? Mr. Grumpy Face, Mrs. Grumpy Face? Are you one of those, irritable looking faces? That angry looking face, that red one that you have on your phone? I mean, which is your face? If you're happy, your face should show it. Are you with me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Which one is your face? And I was looking at my life. I was looking and I said, Lord, when I'm alone, what is my face? And when you're before people, you know how to smile. Nobody needs to teach you that. When you come to church, I mean, you can be fighting all the way through the car parking. And then you walk in and suddenly you've got this smile. And, hi. that's good. But when you are alone, which is your face? How would you look at? How do you look yourself when you're alone? And I was looking at my life. And I suddenly thought, my God, when I'm alone, I'm kind of pretty. Got this depressed face, anxious face. Trouble over so many things. This weight on my face. It's almost like, sometimes this mean face. Most of the time my dog gets to see it. angry face because you're so stressed out. And you go, and I said, my God, I want to have that smiley face. Lord, is it possible to have that smiley face, not just before people or not just in the church, but is it possible for me to have that smiley face? Are you with me? Look at somebody, and if he's grumpy, say, come on, smile on, this pastor is going to do a plastic surgery on your face. Praise the Lord. Amen. You need to have this smiley face. In His presence is the fullness of joy. Wow, yes. Are you with me? Let me ask you a simple question. God told Moses to tell Aaron and his children every day morning they were supposed to bless the children of Israel. And this was the blessing. Number 6, verse 24. We know that scripture, don't we? If you do not know, memorize it. This is the scripture for you to memorize next week. Number 6, 24. By the way, did you learn the scripture that I said last week? What is it? 1 Timothy 5:17.
The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially whose work is preaching and teaching.
Wow. That is good. Give me some double honor. Give me a hug. That's the scripture. This week, the scripture is, the blessing was supposed to be this. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. Can you imagine that? God's face? He's got this shiny face. Where's the shiny face here? It's all awkward faces. I don't think there's God's face anywhere here. The shiny face. May He cause His face to shine upon you. So every day morning, children of Israel were supposed to be reminded, God is not angry with you. God is not trying to kill you. God is not going to be mean with your life. God is not upset with you. God doesn't hate you. God loves you. And He's got this shiny face, this smiley face. His face is actually shining on you. Ooh. Sometimes you go into a prayer room and you sit there, and you think God is angry with you, God is upset with you, and so God must be pretty, you know, like your father, earthly father, or like your uncle, or like your school teacher, mad at you and upset with you, and you think God is sitting there like a policeman waiting to, you know, punish you for something that you've done wrong, or like a judge to judge you for every little mistake that you've made. You have that picture of God in your mind. You come out of that prayer time, coming out with one of those grumpy, upset faces. But in His presence is there His shiny face. Smiley. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? He's smiling at you. He loves you. That's for you. He's smiling at you. Your face is a direct relation of what you look at. So if you've been, you know, have you seen husbands and wives over a period of time? They look almost kind of similar. Sometimes both of them are grumpy. But because they see each other so much. And if you're used to being in the presence of God and seeing the face of the Lord, this smiley face, this face that is peaceful, saying, I love you. I need you. With all your mistakes and weakness, I've called you. You're important to me. You're precious to me. And if you can see that the Lord is actually smiling at you, you come back feeling, wow. Wow. The Bible says that in that blessing, may He cause His countenance to be upon you. And may He grant you peace. You come out from the presence of God feeling peace and feeling joy. Are you with me? Ah, oh, come on, somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, sometime back, I'm just sharing with you, heart to heart. Sometime back, you know, I didn't know what was troubling me. I was so stressed out and so irritable and upset and angry. And, you know, my pressure was shooting up. And I was just getting pretty, you know, panicky. And so I was with this man of God. We're good friends, so we were having dinner together. And so he asked me, Pastor, do you enjoy serving the Lord? And it hit me. Oh boy. Now it's almost become like a work. I'm getting stressed out. I don't enjoy it. I mean, who enjoys going for funerals and praying for, you know, people who are buried and seeing crying faces and, you know, casting out the devil out of somebody, or going to a hospital and somebody is seriously sick and miserable? I mean, you do that. But every day when you're listening to problems, when you're, you know, listening to just people coming and sharing with you, you know, just the trouble, it gets to you after some time. You're just a human being. So oh boy, that's stressing me out. And then I came back and I decided, well, I have to get back to my basics. I will just focus on enjoying the Lord. I'm not going to go in for my prayer time taking somebody else's burden. I'll do that gladly when the Lord leads me. Are you with me? But I'm not going to feel pressured, stressed out. I'm going to go into my prayer room Because he's smiling at me, let me enjoy his presence. That's where my ministry was. That's how I began with the Lord. That's how he's kept me. It should be symbolized that. Let me just spend time with him because I love him. He loves me. I enjoy his presence. Many of you go into your prayer time with your inner healing issue, your deliverance issue, your curse issue, your financial issue, your this problem, that problem, that problem, this problem, and you forgot to enjoy the presence of a loving Father. Jesus loves you. The Father in heaven loves you. He wants you to enjoy his presence. Everything else will roll away when you come into the presence of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Still with me today? In his presence is, look at somebody and say, in his presence is the fullness of joy. The fullness. Enjoy. Are you with me? Enjoy the presence of the Lord. Come to church and enjoy the worship. Are you with me? Just feel free. Don't come forward with a burden, oh boy, and sit there like that. It's because you have lost your real understanding of who your Father in heaven is. Come. The blood of Jesus speaks for you. Just come and feel free in his presence. Praise the Lord. Amen. John 16 verse 33. Look at that. Jesus said, before he was taken up to be crucified, he said to his disciples, he said, in this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Are you with me? Be of the cheerful face. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You can overcome things in your life by being of good cheer. Can you imagine the joy? If you can just choose to be joyful, you can actually overcome a lot of things in this world. In this world, you will have trouble. But when you see trouble, Jesus is not saying, feel burdened and upset and sad and miserable. He's saying, in this world, you will have trouble. But remember one thing, I have overcome this world. So be of good cheer. Wow. If you can be of good cheer, you overcome everything that has been overcoming you in the last years. Hallelujah. You overcome by being of good cheer. Praise the Lord. Anybody wants to be an overcomer? Praise the Lord. Many a time we think we can only overcome with fasting and prayer and, you know, spending all night in prayer and all that. That's all wonderful. Do fasting and prayer and all that. It's nice. I do that myself. But you overcome with joy. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's cheer checkup. Be of good cheer. Look at the scripture. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 5. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 5.
When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war or be charged with any business. He shall be free at home 1 year and bring happiness to his wife whom he has taken.
Can you imagine that? When a man gets married, he shall not go for a battle. He shall stay at home and make his wife happy. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that, Vindu? Gonna make her happy? Just, you know, clown around. I mean, see, the atmosphere in a house is determined by the man of the house. You can bring an atmosphere of joy. You spend time in the presence of God. You come out and you can make your house happy. Happy. Look at another scripture. Let's Acts chapter 27, that's a scripture that we had for the morning service. But look at the 25th verse, Acts 27 verse 25.
Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me.
Yes. See, 25th verse. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, for I believe God. Paul is in a storm, and in a storm, when you are a prisoner and going to die in Rome, and when you are traveling, can you be happy? The angel of God comes to Paul and says, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. I believe God. Be of good cheer. You have faith in God. You see the smiley face of Jesus when you spend time in His presence. Let me tell you, you will have good cheer. Amidst the storm, you will have good cheer. I remember years back, you know, we were having this. That's the first time, years back. It must be about at least 20, 21 years back. The first time I understood from scripture about the power of joy. And so we were praying for people who were there, and people who were laughing in the spirit and falling under the power of God and laughing. So there was a couple who were sitting there. And after that meeting, they left that meeting. And they never came back. So one of the believers in the church asked them, why do you guys leave? I said, no, we want to go to some real prayer group where people really understand our trouble. We came for this prayer and everybody is laughing. Nobody seems to have any problem. Do we smile and laugh because we don't have any problem? No. Amidst the storm, amidst the time when you haven't seen the sun and the moon for 14 days and you have lost everything in your ship and you think you're going to drown, the Bible says be of good cheer. Praise the Lord. Be of good cheer. Amidst the storm, learn to smile and your breakthrough will come. God will direct your ship to where it has to go. He will send His helpline across to you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at Matthew chapter 14. Remember, Jesus is walking on the water. Are you with me today? Yeah. Jesus walking on the water. The disciples are in the boat. There is a storm. Jesus walking towards them. They think it is a ghost. And the Lord says, it is I. Be of good cheer. Can you imagine that? They've been struggling all through the night, unable to get ashore. There's a storm. The boat is half full of water. They are freaked out. And the first thing that the Lord says is, He doesn't calm the storm. He doesn't say, okay, watch inside the boat, go out. He doesn't get them onto the other side. The first thing the Lord says is, it is I am here. Now I want you to do something. Be of good cheer. Just smile, guys. Have a smiley face. Just be of good cheer. When your boat is full of water and when you haven't reached where you're supposed to reach and you've been struggling for some years trying to get across, the Lord still says to you, be of good cheer, be of good cheer, be of good cheer, be happy, be joyful. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. And again I say to you, rejoice. Can you rejoice and be of good cheer in bad weather? The greatest amount of depression in Europe and US, you know, is during winter. Where bad weather, just cold, darkness coming up early at around 2:33. It's already dark. Everybody's gloomy. Nobody can go out, sitting at home. The greatest amount of people get depression in bad weather. But Jesus said, in bad weather, you can smile. Be of. Look at somebody and say that again till they are cheerful. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Poke them in the ear. Poke them in the face. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If they are not smiling. Hallelujah. Tickle them under their armpits. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Do something. Let's get a smile on their face. Hallelujah. We are in church. We worship a God who loves us. There is freedom in His presence. I don't want you to muscle up and be stiff. And hallelujah. Have a very sober and serious face. Look at somebody and tickle them and tell them, be of good cheer. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you still with me? Are you still with me? Amen. Look at one more scripture just to put this across properly. Matthew chapter 9 verse 2.
And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, Son, be of good cheer.
See that? Here they bring a paralytic before Jesus. The Lord didn't heal him. The first thing that he said is, Hey, paralytic man, be of good cheer. I go and pray for sick people, you know. And I'm very careful about what I say. But if the Lord tells me to say something, I say it. And then I leave that place. Because you don't know how they take it, but it's between them and the Lord. If the Lord doesn't say something and I'm supposed to say something, and they're pretty depressed, they're going through a huge problem. Imagine a paralytic man, somebody who is on crutches, or somebody who is in the hospital, and you're going praying for them. And you tell them, be of good cheer. How many of you will pray for protection for your pastor? Imagine going to somebody who is going through a real situation, and there is no situational change. There is absolutely no change in the situation. But the first thing Jesus says to them is, be of good cheer. We will laugh. We will be joyful. We'll be cheerful after our breakthrough. Are you with me? After we get our healing, after we get our deliverance. But nowhere in the scripture, nowhere, go check your Bible. Nowhere in the scripture does it say, be cheerful or be happy after you have got what you asked in prayer. It says there, every time in the storm, when the boat is full of water, when they are without direction, when they are in trouble, when this guy is still paralyzed, when the world is putting this persecution onto you, when you have trouble on all sides, and the Bible says in James chapter 1, when you go through diverse kind of temptations, count it all joy. Can you imagine that? My God. When you're going through all kind of temptations, the Bible says count it all joy. Do you feel joy when you're going through temptation? You feel miserable. The Bible says count it all joy. Because the moment the devil tries to make you upset, God says, listen, I want you to buy yourself a cake, light the candles, sing a happy song, blow out the candles, cut the cake, smile, eat it, and that will make the devil mad. Praise the Lord. Because your victory will come. You will overcome every kind of trial in your life. I am there with you. In my presence is the fullness of joy. Praise the Lord. The biggest blessing that I can give you is joy. Praise the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Many a time, you know, if you have pain in your life, if you have some pain, imagine you have a shoulder pain. You go to a physiotherapist and, you know, sometimes if they're well, they know what they're doing and they're good people who know how to massage. They'll tell you, you say your back, your shoulder is hurting. They might not touch your shoulder. They will touch your neck. They call it referral pain. They say the pain here is because there is a problem here. If I can touch you here, then here it will be okay. If I touch you here, it will help you for some time. You will feel good for some time. When you go back home, you will still ache here in your shoulder. But this is just referral pain. There's a real problem is here. So let me touch you there. If I can touch you there, then this problem will go. It's the same way. When you have trouble and you want just a solution, say, Lord, just touch me here. I'm paralyzed. I'm in a storm. I'm in a financial problem. My family life is pretty messed up. Just touch me here, Lord. Do something here. The Lord says, no. That's not what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is I'm going to touch you where I want to touch. Praise the Lord. I'm going to touch you where there will be joy produced in your heart. You will know what it means to be in my presence and experience my joy, where you will have this smiley face and you can face anything with that smiley face. And then I will heal that pain in your situation. I will change that situation. But first, let me touch you where I need to touch you. You don't tell me what I should do. Let me do what I have to do for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you still with me today? A merry heart is a good medicine. That's what the Bible says. Good medicine, paralytic man, it's a merry heart. Proverbs 15 verse 13. A merry heart is a good medicine. Can you imagine that God is saying you have pain? I want to give you a medicine for that. And it's the medicine of joy, a merry heart. Are you with me? A merry heart. Have a touch here and say, have a merry heart. Be of good cheer. Have a merry heart. You know, I want you to realize this word. For your joy to be manifest, there's something called the principle of circulation. Your heart pumps out blood, and the blood goes through your whole body, circulates through your body. It goes to your feet, it goes through your fingertips, it goes through your head. Some of you need a little bit more blood in your head, but it goes. Are you with me? The blood circulates, the heart pumps out, it goes. It takes 60 seconds for the blood to circulate and come back to your heart. So every time the heart pumps out blood, it says, I'll see you in a minute. In a minute, if it doesn't see, you're in trouble. Are you with me? But it has to circulate and come back. It has to circulate and come back. Now, we know the scripture in Luke 6, which says, every preacher, that's a scripture, they will make a congregation learn first. You know what that is? Give, and a good measure shall be given back to you, pressed together, running over. You give, and you will get a good measure. When they take an offering, they sing the song, you know, and they quote the scripture. Give, and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed together, running over. Give, 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 give. But when you look at that scripture, look at 36th verse, the verse before 37. Look at that entire chapter. It's speaking about forgiveness. 36th verse says, condemn not, judge not. And then it says, give. And a good measure shall be given back to you. Are you with me? So in other words, what God is saying is, what you allow to circulate will come back to you. Good measure running over. So if you allow joy to circulate, if you are carrying bitterness and anger and resentment and hurt, and you're upset with everybody and, you know, everything, and you're letting it out. You are giving it for circulation. You give for circulation all the bad stuff in your life. It'll come back, a good measure, pressed together, running over. But you give out this good stuff. Forgiveness, love, joy. Are you with me? Joy, a merry heart. Just let go. Let just release the good cheer, the merry for circulation. Say, ah, ha, ha. Praise the Lord. In His presence is the... I mean, let your joy go for circulation. It'll come back pressed together, running over with healing in its wings. It'll produce your miracle and your breakthroughs for you. If you understood that, lift your hand, give a shout to Jesus today one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Most people are drowning in the same stuff that they put into the system. Abuse, judgment, condemnation, accusations. They put it, they let it for circulation. And they're drowning in it. But tonight, let that be set. Let your life be set free from there. And let the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, his smiley face, hallelujah, the good cheer, just go forth into circulation and produce forth a great harvest of blessing and life and joy into your lives. Lift your hand, give a shout for Jesus. One more time, just praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him this morning, this evening, hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The last 2 points, I just quote that and I close with this. It is Numbers chapter 17 verse 8. We won't have time to preach on that. In the presence of God, the blessing of the presence of God, the third thing in the presence of God is Numbers chapter 17 verse 8. The book of Numbers. He's been laughing all so much that he forgot the book of Numbers. Come on, brother, number 17.
Now it came to pass on the next day that Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron of the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth buds, had produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds.
Well, the third blessing of the presence of God is there is miracles in the presence of God. Are you with me? There was an empty stick, a rod. അല്ലേ, മോശയുടെ അടുത്ത് മോശയുമായിരുന്നു ഫാരോയുടെ മുന്നേ പോയപ്പം. അല്ലേ, സത്യം പറഞ്ഞ അവര് വടിയായി പോയി. മലയാളത്തിലെ തമാശ പറയത്തുള്ളൂ, ഇനി ചിലവർക്കേ മനസ്സിലായുള്ളൂ. മോശയുമായിരുന്നു ഫാരോയുടെ മുന്നേ പോയപ്പോ അവര് വടിയായി പോയി. അവരെ വടി മാത്രം ഉണ്ടായിരുന്നു. They only had a stick. Are you with me? Come on. Some of you need to laugh at all these jokes. It'll inspire me, it'll strengthen me to say more jokes. You know what I mean? I'm letting out these jokes, this cheer into your system. Let it come back. They went forth with the stick. And the children of Israel, some of the people, they began to question, has God only chosen Moses and Aaron? And God heard it. And God said, listen, let every one of the leaders of the tribe come and put forth their stick in my presence, where the presence of the Lord is, where the Ark of the Covenant is. They all put their sticks. In the morning, when they went and looked, every other stick was still a stick. Vadiyai kadannathellam vadiyayittu kadakkuka. Praise the Lord. But except the stick of Aaron, it had blossomed, it had budded, and it became fruitful. One night in the presence of God can make any dead situation come back to fruitfulness. One night in the presence of Jesus can make any dead situation come back into fruitfulness and life. Can you imagine that, a stick coming back to life? See, a branch, for if it is cut away from a tree, it will lose its life. The stick has been cut off from a branch. And it says it budded almonds. To this stick, if it is to bud almond, if you are going to plant an almond tree, minimum 8 to 9 years. Minimum for it to become fruitful. But one stick cut away from the tree in the presence of God becomes fruitful, blossoms, buds, becomes fruitful, begins to, you know, bring forth almonds in one night. Let me tell you, you open your heart in the presence of God and lie there in his presence, God can make any dead situation come back to life. He can work miracles. There are miracles in the presence of God. There are miracles in the presence of Jesus Christ. Most people go from church to church with that stick saying, Listen, I was cut away from my family. I was rejected. I was hurt. I went through this. I went through that. Look what's happened to me. No fruit, no life, nothing. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. But let me tell you, you be in the presence of Jesus. Let me tell you, honestly, from your heart, if you can spend in time in the presence of the Lord, he can bring about life and fruitfulness out of you. Are you with me? What might take 8 to 10 years in the natural will come blossoming and becoming fruitful in one night. One night, if you spend it in the presence of God, there is miracles. Open your mouth and say, there is miracles in the presence of God. Amen. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 27, and I close with that. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 27.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place.
Huh?
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place.
Honor and glory are in his presence. There is a honor that comes from the Lord. Are you with me? There is a glory that comes from God in his presence. You're looking for somebody to honor you, love you, respect you. Spend time in the presence of God. God will bring in honor and glory into your life. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. It's an interesting scripture in the Old Testament. It says, kings and queens shall be like your foster mothers. They shall come and bow down before you. And I wish I could stand here and say what, if you spend time in the presence of God, the kind of honor that God gives you, I wish I could say it, but some of those things are classified. I cannot say it now. Glory and honor are in his presence. Tonight, close your eyes. In your heart, say, Jesus, I long for your presence. I'm hungry for you. I want the blessings that come from your presence, Jesus. Lift up your hearts to him. Would you either just stand up or kneel down in the presence of the Lord today? And would you just stretch yourself towards him by faith, saying, Jesus, I want to get close to you. I want to come back to you. I want to linger in your presence. I want to value your presence. I want to worship you. I want to be somebody who loves you and serves you all through the days of my life. Just not for a day or two, but every day of my life, Jesus, I want you in my life. I long for you, Lord. Would you say that from your heart? Would you stretch your hearts to him? Would you stretch your hands to him? Would you just say, Jesus, Jesus, just take his name on your lips. Say, Jesus, Lord, I long for your presence. I want my heart to be after you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me not look to myself. Let me not look to people around me. Let me look to you, Lord. You are my source of promotion. You are my source of happiness, my joy. It is in you, Jesus. It is in you, Lord. Forgive me for sending wrong things for circulation. Forgive me for sending out bitterness and abuse and all that out for circulation. Forgive me, Lord, for being unforgiving and bitter. Forgive me, Lord. I want to send out your peace, your joy. I want to see your smiley face. I thank you, Jesus, that you're not upset with me, that you're not angry with me, that you love me. You have a smiley face. Thank you, Jesus. Open your hearts to him. Open your mouth to him. I want you to pray from your heart. Open your mouth and pray.
Thank you.
We are a direct relation to how who we look. Look to the Lord tonight. Say, thank you, Jesus. I want to be of good cheer, good cheer, good cheer. Merry heart. A merry heart, Lord. I want a merry heart, a merry heart. A heart, Lord, hallelujah, that is sending out, hallelujah, joy, the joy that comes from your presence. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Open your mouth and say, Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. Take a hold over me. Take a hold over my life. Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my Lord and
Savior. You are my joy.
You
are my strength. Jesus, you are my Lord. I give you my life. Wash me.
Wash me.
with your precious blood. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with your love. I want to see your smiley face. And I want to rejoice in your presence. I want to smile, Lord. I want to be happy. I don't want to be old and grumpy. Lord, hallelujah. I just want to smile. I want to enjoy your presence. I want to enjoy all that you've given me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And lift your hands and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.